So, this is an iPod, and this is an iPod with an iTalk. And here it is here, and I'm recording as we speak. And this is really amazing. I mean, this really changes quite a bit how we can capture audio in language schools. You know, in the past, we've captured audio in an analog way. An analog, usually using audio cassette tape. Or using mini disc, but both of those systems required that you actually then save that. You had to capture that from analog form into digital form. And mini disc was really ridiculous because it's already digital, but because there was no interface to the computer, you had to go digital to analog to digital again. So capturing any kind of audio for language learning, class sessions, took a while. You could record it. But then you had to get into digital form, you had to digitize that, and that was in real time. So to digitize an hour of audio recording took an hour. No longer the case with the iPod and this little device, iTalk, or any other recording device. There's the interface there. This is exactly what I see on the iPod. I can play it, and when I click the, and it goes and it records as it's doing now. And I can have that on the web in about 5 minutes after I hit the stop button. I can save it, I can actually play back right there, or I can plug it into my computer, upload it to a website, and have it ready. So imagine classes, you can teach a class, the instructor could be recording what they're saying, and when they're done, they just stop it, plug the iPod in, download it to the computer, and upload it to a website. So this is great for instructors. It's also great for students. Students can record anything anywhere whenever they want with a device like this and be able to save that. So what am I saying here? Review, re-listen, re-experience, class sessions, lectures, conversations, performances. And then there's this whole technology of podcasting, which is very interesting too. You can publish your recordings as RSS feeds. People familiar with RSS news feeds, they allow you to automatically pull news from sites. Allows you to subscribe to a news feed and it'll automatically update from that site. Well, you could do the same thing with a podcast. You could podcast class sessions, whatever, that would automatically go onto a student's computer. They wouldn't even have to download it. It would automatically be downloaded onto their computer when they hook their iPod and automatically on their iPod.